the Mets with a tough loss against Chicago, 1-0, and now have lost 2 out of 3 to St. Louis, have lost the first 2 of 3 to Chicago with a game tomorrow to hopefully at least finish this 7-game homestand 3-4. A very disappointing homestand no matter what happens now for the New York Mets. And this offense continues to struggle. Lindor gets taken out of the game with flu-like symptoms, which hurt them offensively. It might have hurt them later in the game, too, with the inability to have Wendell maybe pinch run, but this offense hasn't scored more than 4 runs in any games this homestand. Lindor, Alonso, they've continued to struggle. You win the other day when, you know, you get a 3-run home run from a guy who I was shouting shouldn't be on the team anymore when they sent down Vientos instead, which is disappointing to me. But last night, the story of the game, clearly the play at the plate for the final out, the double play, as Pete Alonso is thrown out at home on a fly ball from Jeff McNeil to left field, and the clarification of the play at the plate, which let's get to all the different aspects, because yes, this is a difficult loss, and they haven't played well, and they had an opportunity to tie the game, and we can kill the offense and everything else, and yet we're going to get another great pitching performance from Buddo is going to get lost here. 6 innings, 1 run. And really, this starting rotation, even, you know, Manaea, who's having an issue with walks, figures out a way to get through these games and not have blow-up performances. Severino being, you know, excellent. You know, Hauser's really the one guy who's been awful. But besides that, you know, Quintana and Severino go back-to-back with 8-inning performances. You get performances like this from Buddo. Like, the starting pitching's been good, and his performance is going to get kind of, you know, lost in this with the offensive struggles and then the play at the plate. But let me just say this about the play at the plate. If you haven't seen it, Alonso tags up, heads home, slides in head first, which I hate sliding in head first. But sliding in head first, like, everybody seems to, and I heard, you know, Gary and, you know, Ron and Keith talking about it. And Gary talked about, well, it's not the best slide for the efficiency of scoring a run. I disagree. The problem with sliding into home head first, for me, isn't it makes it less likely that you are safe. The problem with sliding into home head first is that you are more likely to injure yourself. That's the problem. You don't want to get hurt, throwing your arm. And Pete Alonso literally just extends his arm, slides right into the catcher. You could jam a finger. You could jam your shoulder. You can get your finger stepped on. Like, there's a million things that could go wrong. Your neck, your head. You slide feet first into home mainly to protect yourself, not because you think it gives you a better chance of being safe. At least that's my view of it. I know that's a bit of a side note here, but I heard so many people, as we discuss Pete Alonso's slide, I'm fine with the slide as far as trying to get safe. I know his hand comes up, but that's just an oddity. I don't know why his hand comes up, but it's just as likely we've seen feet come up before. You've seen slides into home where the foot kind of bounces as you put the foot on the ground just before home, and it naturally kind of bounces in the air. Sliding home head first does not hinder your ability to be safe. It hinders your ability to stay healthy. So you slide feet first into home because you don't want to get hurt. But I'm surprised, to break all the aspects of this down, I thought the home plate umpire should have absolutely called him safe. Because if you watch the play, he beats the throw. His hand is through the umpire, through the catcher's legs, on home plate. It comes up just a little bit. So in the replay, it cost him. But on the field, he looked safe to me. His hand gets in there, he beats the throw, he's safe. So that's the difference to me in the whole thing, because if he's called safe on the field, I don't think they overturn it. Just as they didn't overturn the out call in the play. But obviously the controversy is the decision on whether or not that play was catcher interference or, you know, blocking the plate. And let me just say this, as I said it briefly in my open, this, in my opinion, is the dumbest rule in baseball. It's much worse than the extra inning rule, which at least I think accomplishes what it tries to accomplish. I don't even know if this accomplishes. Like, you're not allowed to run into to the catcher, so I guess it accomplishes what it tries to accomplish, which is keeping people healthy. But we have no idea. It is completely up to interpretation. It feels like there is, you know, it's totally, like, watching the play, he's clearly on the plate. He's clearly on the plate. And there are memos, which obviously Mendoza talked about, which, by the way, everyone who, you know, Mendoza finally showed some, a little bit of fight and a little bit of anger. It's after the game is blown dead and he's arguing with umpires who didn't make the decision, but he's clearly pissed off. And he talked about it in the postgame that it was the wrong call. And we'll see if he, I mean, he didn't kill anyone necessarily. He didn't go nuts on anyone, but he is saying they're wrong after they've looked at it. So I don't know if he would get any flack for that. But he talked about a memo. Thank you very much, Fliegelman. A memo that they were sent where they discuss the rules and this play in particular. And they give you several pictures of things that are now illegal. And in the first picture, it says, clear as day, foot on the foul line or home plate. Foot on the foul line or home plate. There is no debate. Amaya has, the catcher for the Cubs, has his foot on the plate. So if I'm looking at this memo that Major League Baseball sent out to teams, he has his foot on the plate before the ball gets there. That is literally the verbiage used to describe an illegal stance. Foot on the foul line or home plate. Now, is he back a step, which is what they use to defend it? Major League Baseball comes out with the statement. I'll, you know, paraphrase. I don't need to read it verbatim. He was set up behind home plate in a what they deem to be legal position. And then as he's catching the ball, comes forward for the tag. He was off home plate a little bit. And I do think Pete had some sort of angle to the plate. You know how I know? Because he got there and he beat him. But if you look at the ruling that they handed out to every team in Major League Baseball, it says clear as day, foot on the plate is illegal. And there is no doubt his foot was on the plate. Now, I don't know if you want to talk, the Mets got screwed, this or that. And I thought Pete Alonso handled it brilliantly in the postgame. That's exactly what I would want my player to say. I understand he's probably frustrated. You could probably show a little bit more frustration maybe than what Pete had to say. But Pete, I thought it was the best answer I've heard to this kind of thing ever. The umpire called me out. I'm out. I got to do a better job. Plain and simple. I thought I was in there. You know, the rulings are what they are. But in my, you know, whatever I think doesn't matter. I was called out on the field. I'm out. Brilliant, Pete. Brilliant. I know I call you Doofy a lot. That was a brilliant answer. He was called out. But this rule in general is just dumb because it's up for interpretation. We have no, when the play happens, we have no idea. You have no idea what they're going to call. Honestly, I thought, I wasn't sure. I didn't know that this memo said no foot on the plate. If I had known that, I would have been like, oh, he's out. I mean, excuse me, he's safe. It's a clear violation of the rules. It is so up, whenever rules can be this much up for debate and we don't know it right away, and you know, it's just, it pisses me off. And the idea that one catcher got hurt and we've established this ridiculous rule that makes it very difficult for catchers, it makes it very difficult on umpires, and apparently it makes it different for the people at the replay room because they don't know what the hell they're doing either. Because if I'm Mendoza, if I'm any other manager in baseball, and what happened last night happened, I'd be like, you guys send me stuff. I teach my team how to do it. We go over this stuff. And I watch a clear-cut violation of the exact wording you sent me, no foot on the foul line, no foot on home plate without the ball. Those are your words. And yet you looked at it for what seemed like an hour and a half and still with his foot on the plate and no ball, I don't get the call. I'd be apoplectic too. Now, I don't know if he blocked the plate. I think he did give Pete Alonso a lane. I don't know if that should be the rule, but it is the rule. In fact, I don't think it should be the rule. As long as you give the runner an avenue to get to home plate without having to run you over, I think it's fair game. In my estimation, there was no blocking of the plate. I think the play should have been handled just the way it was handled. That's how I think it should be done. But the rules are the rules. And in the memo, it literally says that. But that's not the problem with the Mets right now. It's an unfortunate way to lose. If they score that run, they probably win. They're not scoring runs. And they've come home off a decent West Coast trip where they took 2 out of 3 from the Dodgers, lost 2 out of 3 to San Francisco, came home 500, looking to get, certainly against St. Louis. The Cubs have been a pretty good team. But on a 7-game homestand where you were looking for a bare minimum of 4 victories, you got a game tomorrow to try and get your third. And you have turned away good pitching performances, and you have not scored any runs, and this offense has got to do a better job. I know Lindor left this game injured. Sick, whatever, and I guess it's going through the team. They have got to figure out a way to score some runs, and I know Amanaga, I always say that word wrong, who's now, I always say his name wrong. Say it to Imanaga, thank you. Amagana, Hanamana, dun 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 dun, Hanamana. He's been one of the best pitchers in baseball since coming over. And you know, to be fair, Yamamoto's been good. He's got an ERA under 3. He's been much better besides his terrible performance on opening day in Korea. He's been pretty good. But, I mean, say it to me one more time, Fliegelman. Imanaga. He's been the best pitcher in the National League. He's got an ERA under 1. And he was an afterthought, a consolation prize that nobody wanted after Yamamoto went to the Dodgers. And he's been brilliant. So I understand you got shut down by a pitcher who we'll see how good he is over the course of this season, over the course of his major league career. But right now, is throwing the ball as well as any pitcher in baseball. It happens. But you came home to play St. Louis and Chicago. And this offense hasn't scored more than 4 runs in any home game.